This program is available on this quality radio services: Replay Radio, Breeze Radio, Talk Radio X, Audio Boo, Spreaker, Absence Radio, Nonstop Radio, plus the leading tablets, phones and PCs.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
Well, welcome to Postcard from Pop Brad, boys and girls. We're back again. And I'm so happy. I'm not really. I've still got bad teeth. Sorry about that. Well, not bad, yucky. Bad, not fixed, if you see what I mean. I'm Eric Wiltshire over in Pop Brad, at the base of the glorious Tatry Mountains. And we didn't have snow here, but some parts of the world did. We'll talk about that later. But first of all, it's the old Crocs Brigade this week. Yeah, you heard that, and I haven't even turned him up yet. It's the old Crocs Brigade. Both of them have got the Cyber Lurgy. Hello, Lee.
Hello, everybody. It's lovely to speak to you. Thank you for your sympathy. When he says that his teeth aren't messy, they're just, like, not proper, what he means is they're non-existent.
I've got them. I can go, God, on my teeth. I just done it.
Was that your teeth?
Yeah.
So you have got metal teeth?
Yes.
Wow! That's brilliant!
I've got metal ones, I'm like Jaws.
Yeah, Jaws out of the thing, that's why you can't talk proper anymore, isn't it?
That's right.
Really, are they metal? What colour are they?
Silvery sort of coloured.
Oh man, that is so cool.
Is it?
I think so. Andrea, knock my teeth out.
Oh my lord.
I'm feeling a bit better, thank you for asking.
I did say you were an old croc.
Yeah, but that makes me sound like I'm a handbag.
Well, you are. A big girl's blouse as well. down in Oz, we've got another one. This programme should be sponsored by a well-known chest rub. That smells of methylated...
Are we brown, are we, Rachel?
No, it's all right. I've just got infections in canals... Oral canals.
Ooh.
It's not good.
We don't want to go there, do we?
Well,
no,
No,
I've got a sinus infection and an ear infection, and I think we were discussing just before we went on air, we were discussing this, and we think it's because I'm not used to living in a place where it's colder than usual and drier climate than usual.
Correct.
So I think that's why I have a bit of a lurg, but it's all right because... As I also said before, I'm a massive believer in drugs, and antibiotics is on the way.
So you're getting Vic and your auntie round.
That's the one.
My antibiotic.
Your antibiotic and Uncle Vic.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be the one then, won't it? Anyway, I trust you had a good week since last week, boys and girls. We certainly have. It's been a challenging week, shall we say. And that's because we're organising stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's only a week to go.
Is it?
Before Manchester United youth come to Pop Rat.
Ooh.
I bet Rob would like that, wouldn't he?
He would. He would like that. He would really like that. He'd like that a lot. Although, he'd like it more if Sunderland youth were coming.
If it was Sunderland youth. Yeah. Oh, my lord.
Why?
Well, you know, we started off with Leeds, then we went up to Manchester United. Are you sure we want to go back down to Sunderland?
I think that would upset him, but...
Why is Rob interested in Sunderland?
Because his mum's from that part of the world.
Oh, so he's an expat as well?
No.
No, his mother.
Well, does his mother still... All right, we'll do this journalistically. Does his mother still live in Sunderland?
No, she's not living on Earth.
She passed, mate.
She passed. But she was living in Sunderland, and then she moved to Australia, where she met Rob's father, and then they had a bunch of kids, one of which was Rob, and then she passed away.
Oh, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Insightful interviewing skills, just proven. She didn't even know she was being interviewed and gave all the facts.
Yeah, that's
the best kind of interview. When you
that
don't
was the
know
most insensitive interview I've ever heard in my life.
Right, I've got the facts out.
Yeah, but the rest of it was rubbish. It was just diabolical rubbish. To be honest,
I'm sorry, Rob. I like you, Rob.
He might be listening, actually, unless he's fallen asleep, because it's only 8:05 p.m. in Western Australia where he is, whereas it's 11:05 p.m. Where I am.
There's lots listening, but I don't know whether one of them's Rob. But anyway,
I just ask a question?
Oh, God.
Mm.
Does Rob carry his cigarettes up the sleeve of his T-shirt?
No.
He's not Sunderland.
Not from Sunderland, then. No. Sorry.
And he's not a bogan.
Don't start me on that after what Boris did this week.
What did Boris do?
Well, he started this thing about... Well, I'm not going back to England ever.
Oh, I know, yeah. I know what you're going to say, yeah.
He wants to ban smoking in every public place. Even parks.
Boris the Knob.
Sorry?
He should ban his hairdo.
Well, that's very true. Anyway, we move on, boys and girls, because I'm going to need the help of my colleagues to begin with, as always, because, as it proven, I'm far too young to know the people he involved. this is a US actress, Elizabeth Pina, which I think we'll give over to Rachel.
Yes, she's lovely. She was a beautiful actress. She was in a lot of lovely films, one of which was... Lone Star. Not a lovely film was Rush Hour, which she also was in, but she was also in La Bamba. And
La Bamba, do, 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 do. That one.
Yes, there goes my nausea again. but she was actually quite prolific, and she had just started a television series as well. Don't mind me trying to get on with the program while you're being a hoon. I've got a very short fuse this week. Yes, covered in mucus.
I think that's something you could work on, don't you, Eric?
I think so.
I'm trying to continue, but it's really just.
Can you get up with it?
No.
So she was lovely, and she passed away from a really short illness, but she's only 55 years old, which is really young. They haven't said, they haven't released that information. Oh. I've been scouring trying to find out what illness, but they haven't said. And she was due to start another television series shortly too, so clearly she won't be doing that. But that's very sad, that's very sad.
Yes.
That's not included, eh? Going and up and ill.
Yeah, if you saw a picture of her, you'd know who she is.
Right, okay, well, we move on and we'll let Lee do this next one. Isaiah Aiki-Owens, Jack White's keyboard player, has died at 38, Lee.
I know, it's an unspecified death at the moment, and it's one of those things, but I must admit, Jack White, I didn't really like Jack White until he became a musician. And he actually does some good stuff. And what he was backed by, Ikey Owens, the keyboardist, actually offered some incredible riffs and backings for him. And he was born in California, and he's played in other bands, including, me and Rachel know this, the Mars Volta, before he joined the White Stripes. And it's just a tragedy. 38, man. It doesn't matter what he's done, whether he's done it through all the excesses of rock and roll or he's just been unlucky. It's a tragedy. It really is.
All this business of people dying in hotel rooms at young ages is just spookily bad.
I know. It never happened to me.
I've been told off.
Why?
By whom?
By Mark. Mark says, if you don't know Elizabeth Pina, you're... a heathen.
Yes, thank you, Mark. Absolutely correct. What is your address? And I'll send you a lovely bottle of something.
Oh, I've been picked on already.
No, Eric.
What?
I don't know who she is either, and I don't care either. So, Mark, you come and cut. You want to talk to Eric? You talk through me.
Well,
as I said, if you saw a picture of
who's
her,
Mark?
I know her. I know her. I've seen her.
I don't know who Mark is.
Is he our Mark?
No.
Oh, he's just...
Mark, he listens to the program, so leave him alone or he'll stop
just listening Mark,
to the
then.
Program.
He's the one listener, for goodness sake.
I've got a joke for him.
What?
What goes? Mark.
That character out of the cartoon film?
No, a dog with a hair lip.
Oh,
dear.
That's a good joke!
There goes Mark. Thanks for listening, Mark. See you in the future.
I'm sorry, Mark. I now take everything back I've said about you. I really apologise humbly. We move on.
And I do.
The Lunatics The lunatics
who
go under the label of British ISIS fighters. Now, that's a contradiction in term before you start, because they can't be. They put out a new video saying that if anybody goes over to where they are, they'll chop their heads off.
Yeah.
And chop my head off at the moment, that's no problem.
Now, can I just... Now, I've done this before, and I'm sorry if I annoy you over this, but let me just quantify this. These people go out there under the gambit of doing some Muslim good. No. They are as far removed from the religion as anybody could be. Because if you read the books properly, you'll find it's like other religions where it's all help, assistance, care, giving something to your brother. It is not about chopping people's heads off. That has nothing to do with Islam whatsoever. And if you believe in the virgins being up there, what you'll probably find is there ain't none, chaps. Because if you believe that, you're just completely barking mad.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going on and on about this. And what's happened is the Foreign Secretary in England, Philip Hammond, upset some so-called Muslims. I'm saying so-called because I don't believe they are. Because he's saying that those that go out to train with the Islamic State should have been considered to have sworn personal allegiance to the terrorism. And therefore, when they try to get back into England, they've committed an offence.
Yeah.
And that offence would be treason.
That's right.
Now, there's some so-called groups who say, that's not right. You can't say that. It's a phobia. No, it's not.
It's a phobia? What's a phobia?
Well, it's supposed to be, a phobia against Islamic people, which is not the case. Because if you go out there and swear an allegiance by shooting guns for and on behalf of the Islamic State, you've sworn a personal allegiance to terrorism. It's as simple as that. And therefore, under British law, you have committed an offence.
Yep.
So when you try to come back in, you can get arrested.
Yeah.
You know what? Whether they're Muslim or not is irrelevant. First and foremost, they're terrorists.
Yes.
And that has nothing to do with religion at all.
None.
If they call themselves Muslim when they're not out, being terrorists, that's something else.
Correct.
However, if you are an officer of a terrorist group and your mandate is violence, then you should be brought to task by the laws of the land.
Right. So therefore, when they come back and they've sworn this allegiance, when they come back to the UK, sorry chaps, you get nicked. Simple. Why are people up in arms about it? I have no idea whatsoever. I think it's completely ridiculous. And do you know what? Whilst I'm not going to say never, but a situation like that would not happen where I'm living now, because nobody would tolerate it. They just would not tolerate it.
It's if you do go off to, I've said it, and a lot of other pundits have said it, and it's a romanticised version of what's going on, which is, if you think, young men have always gone off to war zones and they see the romance in the war and the fighting for different values and stuff. But this really is, like Rachel said, this is terrorism. And there is a difference between a war and a war on terrorism. We, as much as I disrespect a lot of the things that are done in our names in the battlefields, we are actually defending ourselves against terrorism. Ultimately, we can make capital out of it, and we will make money out of it, and ultimately, if we ever win it, it will be of benefit to us. But at the moment, we are defending ourselves against a hidden enemy. And if our young people are going out there, and even if they don't do anything, they come back, as far as I'm concerned, they've betrayed this country,
The intent
is to cause harm, and if you go and train with these people, that is your intention, is to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
So, even if they come back and disavow that organisation, there needs to be some sort of process.
What happens, though, like in the case of the English journalist who's held out there, who's been, I believe, implicitly that he's doing it to extend his own life out there. But he is actually making propaganda videos on behalf of the terrorists, and they're being shown all over the world. What happens when he comes back? He actually has committed an act of treason too. Should he be taken to task for that?
No, he's not, because he's being...
Is he coerced?
He's being coerced to do it, yeah.
But where's the
Is there somebody off camera who's, you know, holding a, you know, his puppy?
Well, that's
by the throat or something, you know what I mean?
I have to say, Lee, if you look at the guy's body language and look at the inflection in his voice, you would very quickly see and hear that guy is not doing something that he wants to do.
But it is very easy for him. So, or somebody, no, let's not say him specifically, but somebody in his position, because like you say, I do believe that he's actually being forced to do this. But even if he is forced to do this, he can be out there, or somebody like him can be out there making videos, propaganda videos on behalf of the terrorists, and come back to Britain and say, sorry about that, I didn't really mean it, I was being forced to do it. And then, should he just automatically be let off, or should actually anybody who's been involved in any way with these terrorist groups, should they face some sort of major investigation and possibly court, and then potentially jail or even death?
I don't wish to say this publicly, but I'm about to. In the hope that he comes back to the UK, I think he should get a hero's welcome.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about that one man, and I'm saying in that case, I was really moving it on from him. I agree with you 100%, but there are other people who do the same things, and it's so easy to excuse yourself.
Oh, yeah,
you could be Joe Blow and come back and say, oh, I was coerced, I was forced, they were threatening me, blah, 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 and that may or may not be true, which is where you need a process of some kind. But how does that policed, and what sort of manpower would it take, and what sort of money?
Anyway, I think he's been incredibly violated, as a young lady has this week as well, courtesy of Twitter. And that's Chloe Madeley. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, on one side of me, it says, this would never have made the newspapers if it wasn't for her celebrity status. But thank goodness it's made the newspapers using her celebrity status, because it's highlighted an absolutely vile... process on Twitter, and I do mean vile, and more than cowardly, it's just vile, where people have started to attack Chloe Madeley, suggesting they are going to rape her. And I just cannot believe the mentality of these people known as trolls on the internet, who, in my other world, as Lee knows, I have to deal with almost on a daily basis for companies.
He is a troll hunter, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I am a troll hunter.
That's Eric Wilshere, troll hunter.
Yes, indeed. And they are obscene, some of these people.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? This is interesting, this story, to me, but personally, because not very long ago, and I think we actually talked about it, there was a TV presenter here in Australia, who was absolutely harangued by trolls. End result was she killed herself.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a fine line between... I mean, but you know what? People are so brave behind computer screens and in their own lounge rooms.
Yeah.
They're so brave.
But you see, what annoys me, Rach...
It sickens me.
What really annoys me is the trolls go on the interweb... And I've spoken to my daughter, Caroline. You know what she's like. She's a very quiet little flower in the corner, as we know. By the way, it's a little bit early, but we should say happy birthday to her for this week.
Happy birthday,
Caroline!
She will love that. But even she said the other day she'd stopped being on Facebook. Now, Daddy went, where's my Caroline? Panic. Because she was annoyed with the people just writing stupid things on there. And so her attitude to it, which is a good one, is walk away from it and leave them alone.
The thing.
I think she's a very sensible young lady.
But why should she have to?
She shouldn't have to, but you know what? It's the path of least resistance. And, you know, Beth has had some problems in the last month. My daughter Beth has had some problems in the last month, and a lot of it was due to... cyberbullying and trolls, etc. And she shut all her accounts down. She shut them down. I said, she said, what do? I said, shut everything down. Don't engage these people in this behavior. You cannot, because they feed off your reactions. It's like being bullied at school. You know, they feed off you reacting to them. So shut it all down. Don't give them a window to come into your private space. Don't do that. No. So she did. She shut it all down. And she, yes, she's reactivated it all. But she let a period of time pass.
But this is, we've just been talking about terrorism, and I'm sorry if I offend anybody with this, but I class this as terrorism as well.
Jeez.
But it's subversive, but it's
terrorism.
Yeah. Yep.
The thing I would say about this is I actually know Judy Finnegan and Richard Madeley personally. I've known them for a long, long time. And unfortunately...
I apologise for the sound effects, ladies and gentlemen. That is a cold. It's not him being unprofessional.
Did I do that? I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
You don't even know you're doing it because you're ill. It's all right.
But I do apologise. I have been making some whooshing noises as well, though, because I've been doing the dusting while we've been doing the show.
Have you got your pinny on?
That's a lie.
I've got because I've got on. And, but no, Richard Madeley and Judy Finnegan, right? I know them. I don't like them. I've never liked them. I know them on a professional level, and now and again we bump into each other. I think Richard's a pompous arse. And unfortunately, Judy has been for a long time just a car crash. And for her to have said what she said on Loose Women was pretty inflammatory, and also old hat, had been said 1,000 times, and she should have known as a journalist that by saying such old hat about the fact that there are degrees of rape, that there was going to be a reaction. But the reaction of the people who've threatened her daughter, these people need to be treated in exactly the way as other forms of terrorism.
Should be reported to the services that are displaying the content, and those services should not say to people, oh, you need to do this and this and this and this and this. There should be a way of contacting these companies, whichever one it happens to be, so that they have, by international law, I don't care about the Fifth Amendment or any other amendment or the UK or EU or anything else, there should be an international moratorium on this sort of stuff happening, and it should be the responsibility of the publisher, in this case Twitter, to remove it straight away. And unlike another one who is a very, very big name in the online world, who decided they had a great way of getting out of a problem this week, they refused a letter sent by Royal Mail registered delivery. That is going to bite them on the backside, ladies and gentlemen. Rest assured, because I'm going to make it bite them on the background, on the backside.
The background.
Ooh, not on the background. Landscape.
Because I cannot believe the arrogance of a company that refuses to take a registered letter, because clearly it'll have something nasty in it, which means they've got to do a bit of work. Tough.
Yeah. Let me just tell you.
It's like slamming your eyes shut and putting your fingers in your ears and singing really loudly.
Yeah. Anyway,
I just want to add on to that letter thing, because I've got something similar though, which is really interesting. You've got
30 seconds.
I wrote to a company, I'll tell you, it is Scrib. I wrote to them asking them a question, where's all my readership gone? I've gone down from 250,000 readers to 3,000. They replied, giving me a load of rubbish about it. I've now written to, because I can't get a reply from them because they will not answer my emails and they're too far away in San Francisco for me to go and knock on the door. I've now written to 500 people at Scrib. I found the emails addresses of everybody at Scrib and wrote to everybody at Scrib.
Good. Right, we move on, because we have only got a couple of minutes to do this one.
But we've got 30 seconds to the end of the show.
No, we've got a story to put in, because I cannot believe it. Rachel, New South Wales hit by snow? What is happening?
I know, it's gone bonkers. The world's gone bonkers. Anybody who doesn't believe in climate change needs to have a good stiff drink and a think about what's going on in the world. But... it was bizarre. This week there was a horrendous storm in Sydney. Horrendous. Actually, there were a couple. And it was terrible. There was flooding and there was mass cyclonic winds and lightning and all sorts. But up in the Blue Mountains, it snowed. It doesn't snow there. It hasn't snowed there for a very long time. And what's bizarre about it was that 12 months ago, the whole of the Blue Mountains was on fire.
Oh,
from
yes.
bushfires.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was, they've had these memes going around on Facebook, these pictures like October 2013, red hills. The hills are red. They're glowing red. And then underneath 2014, it's all white. It's very strange. But there was snow and they shut all the schools down and there were little kids tobogganing and they were building snowmen. And it was, but 30,000 people lost their power.
But what's happened with the power? Is it back on again yet?
Yeah, it's back on again. They had 30,000 people lost their power, and then they had about 24 hours later, still 3,000-odd houses were without power because we're not equipped to deal with that sort of weather event. We're really not. It's Australia. It's a sunburnt country.
Yeah, but it's been the same. I mean, commiserations to those in England as well, from down south and up in the sort of middle areas. Hello, Patricia. I gather poor Patricia was off with no electric for 3 days. Three days.
Can I hear? Well, it might not be the same thing exactly, but my phone's been off for 6 months. And we've had floods in Britain. The whole of the weather system has gone totally insane. Yesterday it was like being in the depths of despair in the rain and the wind and the cold.
Oh, he's off
today
again.
It's like being in the Bahamas.
You're getting 24 That's tomorrow.
Crazy. 24 what?
Crazy.
24 it's degrees.
Great. Am I indeed?
Yes. Oh, sorry, Rach, he doesn't understand that, does he?
I know, he doesn't.
That's about 86.
Yes, we've got to talk in old money.
Yeah, it is about. Yeah, it is about.
See, I've learned.
I had to do my calculus and I had to take my shoes off first. Anyway, so everybody's all right now in Oz. Is it settled down?
Yeah. It's like, well, it's okay. There's some of my friends on Facebook were actually flood affected, and they said that, you know, they're getting back on track. But, you know, it was a terrible weather event, and it was really massive. It was huge. It was not a superstorm.
No.
But it was, you know, stormy enough. It was super enough.
That's true, because some summers here, in August, we get snow on the top of the mountains, which is pretty unusual. But this year, none.
Mm-hmm.
None at all.
It's weird. Like, I mean,
as I speak,
it's only about 9 degrees outside here in Melbourne. That's unheard of in October.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It gets down to about 16.
Well, I'll tell you what, boys and girls, you'll have to go and get yourself a nice warm drink to go alongside your milkshake because, you know, otherwise you're going to get cold. Because we're about to take one of these things.
EW to his friends, Eric Wiltshire. Have mercy, Mr. Attitude, Eric Wiltshire.
That's the man that I am, and he always says at the end of that flipping lot, give us a break, and I don't understand why.
Eric... Give me a break.
Hello, Mike.
If your dream holiday is 2 hours from the UK, perfect for children and teenagers, young couples and the older visitor, ideal for the physically active and for those who just want to unwind, Aqua City is the destination for you. Described by the Travel Channel as the place that will soon be on everybody's lips, be ahead of the crowd and the envy of your friends, but still enjoy a home from home. Come to Aqua City Poprad, the world's leading green resort.
Hi, I'm Lewis.
Hi, I'm Chris.
Hi, I'm Nick.
Hi, I'm Yu.
Hi, I'm Ben.
Together, we are all Train to Game winners.
If you want to join us in the Train to Game Hall of Fame
and take your first step in a career into the gaming industry,
please go to www.traintogame.com.
That's www.traintogame.com.
If you want to join us in the Train to Game Hall of Fame,
that address again,
www.traintogame.com.